celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything is kosher in Baltimore.
Ooh, be more. Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hello, Huggles.
J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
And my girl, Go Sherry. It's your Thursday Shepherd.
Hey, Huggy.
Joining my radio road dog.
That's right.
Oh, man, this road is the truth, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Y'all don't judge me. But I have a newfound respect for y'all. Just y'all two. Oh, and you too, Jay. I mean, Jay, I haven't seen too many white women on the road, which means long time no see Alice or the beat. Man, we were up in Philly at Miss Tootsie yesterday, the Kevin Parker spot at the Redden Terminal.
Yeah.
Getting it in. We had bigger crowds than the 76ers game, didn't we, y'all?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's the truth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm still eating food right now, Sybil. Nothing but love in the 215.
Yeah,
and then we hit Baltimore last night and had the Horseshoe Casino crunk. We partied like hump day was a Friday, didn't we?
Yes.
Anyway, Tom and Sybil, today is the day I head to Cleveland. I'll be at the Improv tonight through Sunday with Chris Paul. And, man, this week went by quick. It went by quicker than it takes Stevie Wonder to get his head braided, y'all.
Wow.
That's
fast. Happy belated birthday, little birthday roast for Stevie. Speaking of quick, did y'all see that bullshiggity-ass mofo game last night? I'm talking about the other one. My Wizards versus the Hawks. Now, I ain't going to mention your name, Tom. I'm not even going to mention it. But that game was closer than Al Roker the doo-doo, wasn't it?
Wow. Oh.
And you know that's close as shiggity. We lost by one damn point. And it was a lot of celebrities that came out this year. Oh, it was star-studded in the A. I saw John Hamm from Mad Men, T.I., Two, and Chains.
Two and Chains.
There wasn't too many stars. I had to spread them out, Jack. I thought I saw Jermaine Dupri sitting courtside, but that could have been someone else sitting down swinging their legs. And too short, too soon? Y'all hear Manny Pacquiao made it home?
Yeah.
And he had a crowd cheer for him, Tom, at the airport, which means they don't have pay-per-view. They don't have pay-per-view in the Philippines. They think that mofo won the fight, y'all. Did y'all see what presidential candidate in Baltimore's finest, Dr. Ben Carson, front tooth fell out eating some breakfast?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, must have had some of them steel-cut oats, Sybil. Can't eat anything on the road. You know that, Jay. You can't eat.
People said they heard
him whistling during a Gwen Carson speech. That's what they call him there, Gwen Carson. They said he sounded like the Otis Redding record. That's all the whistling I'm doing. Tell me y'all saw the 18-year-old, the girl with the longest tongue. Did y'all see this girl?
I saw that.
No.
Tom, this girl had a tongue that was 4 inches.
Wow.
I mean, it can reach her eye. Jay. Jay?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Jay?
Yeah.
Jay? You wouldn't even need a tilted steering wheel, Jay.
Oh, God.
I mean, she don't even need to use her hands to eat popcorn. That's what you call meeting you halfway, y'all. Tongue that long, she shouldn't have no problem getting a job. I mean, Warren Sapp would have coughed up extra dollars for that extended. I'm on my way to Cleveland, but before that, I got to join y'all. I'm on my way up there, y'all.
All right.